It's 5:34 here on Downtown. The college basketball season wrapped up last night. A terrific national championship game. All year long, we've been getting insight on college hoops from our friend Lee Klein, the former college basketball assistant coach, now the owner of the five-star camps. He writes about college basketball and the NBA draft for Slam Magazine. Lee Klein, it was a great ending to a very exciting college basketball season last night.
Absolutely. And then there was one, and the Duke Blue Devils, consistently the whole season, played at a high level, and when it came down to money time, they finished strong. They disposed of Utah, then Gonzaga, Michigan State, and here you go. They beat Wisconsin in a hard-fought game last night.
Well, and what's impressive, too, is that Mike Krzyzewski has been able to change with the times. If you look at the duration between the first title and the most recent title, he doesn't get locked completely into a system, and this time around did it with a fairly young team, and the freshmen certainly came up large for him last night.
No question. Four freshmen played a huge role in the game, and surprisingly, if you will, the guard play, Grayson Allen, when Duke's back was against the wall, down 9 points. It was Grayson Allen that had the courage and confidence to carry Duke and bring them all the way back. And Tyus Jones, most consistent of all, was the MVP of the entire NCAA tournament. Just an incredible guard, incredible guard play and incredible performance. The one thing to keep in mind, Coach K went to zone. Did some things he normally didn't do, found ways to adjust as good coaches do, and that's why he's a champion.
So five championships now for Coach Mike Krzyzewski, only halfway to the John Wooden title, but a number of titles. But can you make a case that given the changed landscape of college basketball, that those five titles for Coach K are every bit as impressive as what John Wooden was able to accomplish?
Well, in some ways, I do think what you cannot take away from John Wooden's accomplishment and in the length of time. I mean, Coach K over 35 years has been fantastic and continues to evolve. Of course, what he's also done for USA basketball, for basketball here in the U.S., I mean, is significant in its own right. I think that Coach K is the coach of this era. I don't know if I feel confident enough to go and say he's better than what John Wooden was as a coach or what Wooden did. But I think that when we talk about coaches in the modern era, we are going to look back and say we were fortunate to see this guy coach.
It was a great run for Wisconsin and also for a National Player of the Year, Frank Kaminsky. Been a lot of talk about how his game will translate to the pros from a coaching perspective. What do you think about opportunities for success at the next level for Kaminsky?
I think we were looking at a top 10 pick in this June's draft, and I think there'll be continued evolvement of one, getting stronger and continuing to improve his athleticism. But he's shown on the offensive end the ability to get a shot off, to drive the basketball, good passer, real cerebral player, and then defensively he was fairly impressive last night with lower body strength and keeping Okafor, for the most part, away from the what we call the money zone right there in the charge circle, keeping Okafor out and pushing him out. So I think Kaminsky is going to have a great little run here and get drafted well and have a chance to play many years in the NBA.
We, of course, don't know who's going to be staying, who's going to be moving on from all of these teams, but at least based on what we've seen this year and based on who we believe is coming back, who do you put at the forefront of contenders to play for the championship in 2016?
I would say, Kentucky's always going to be a factor because of what a great job they do recruiting, and if they get Booker and Ulis to come back, with Poitras and Dakari Johnson and who they have coming in, they're definitely going to be amongst the factors. I think Virginia should have everyone back outside of one rotational post player. I think they're definitely going to be in the hunt. And then, I think Michigan will be heard from again, depending on if if Caris LeVert comes back or not. I'm assuming he's going to come back. If he comes back, I think Michigan will once again be back in that conversation of the elite teams.
Well, Lee, it's been great again this year to have your insight and expertise every week on the program. Thanks for making the basketball season so much fun by being with us, and we look forward to doing it again next year.
Absolutely. Pleasure is all mine.
Lee Klein of the Five Star Basketball Camps and Slam Magazine, been our college basketball insider all season long. It is 21 to go.